Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 15th episode of Leave It to Hannah Tuesday. This episode is going to be on my experience being a businesswoman for my summer internship. But before we get into this episode, I just want to give you guys a little update on my life and what's going on. So yesterday was my first day of my last semester at SUNY Plattsburgh for a marketing and entrepreneurship degree. It was a marketing strategies class. The teacher seems super excited about the topic, and she seems like she has a lot of knowledge to share. So I'm super excited for that class. Basically anything that has to do with me learning more about marketing and entrepreneurship and learning how to market myself and other businesses, being able to brainstorm and everything like that. I'm so excited for it. Started my first day of my last semester yesterday, and then today I also have two Zoom classes. Obviously learning is a little different this semester, but as long as I'm still graduating in December, we should be all set. Another thing is I want to make another podcast going fully in depth about this, but I started my own business with my dad. It is called Woodland Arts, if you have not heard of it. If you haven't heard of it, check out our Instagram at Woodland Arts. We are woodcrafting, basically home decor, and kind of using inspiration from the Adirondacks to build these beautiful pieces of art for people's homes. So I want to obviously make another podcast talking about this in full, but I'm super excited about this and to see where it's going. I think it has a lot of potential, and to be able to use what I've learned in school and apply it to something that actually means so much to me is going to be a really great experience. So with all that being said, I think I should be ready to start the podcast. So this episode is going to be on my experience as a businesswoman for the summer. Obviously this year was a little bit different because of the pandemic, but I was still able to learn a lot, and I'm still really grateful for the experience that I did get to have. Everything was done mainly through Zoom, and I attended some webinars as well as doing work just at my apartment. But the first thing that I want to talk about is how I learned about all the different positions that there are in marketing for a business-to-business factory. Basically, so there's a lot of different roles. There was the executive of marketing. There also was the director of marketing. There was a position for all of the digital marketing, videos, pictures, and then there was also a position for all of the social media management and everything like that. There was also another position for kind of looking over all the insights and keeping track of the numbers, which I think is really interesting. I love looking at numbers and percentages and graphs and everything like that. I find that all super interesting to see what's actually working and what's not working. So those were all the positions that I basically was able to get a grasp on, and I learned that it's not just one person doing all of the marketing. It's like it takes a whole group of brainstorming, picking the best idea. It takes a whole group of people to overlook everything. Like, there's a lot of communication that goes on within the marketing department, and they don't only communicate with marketing, they literally communicate with everybody in the company, because they basically work for the sales team. If they're doing a good job, people can do their job. They work with the engineers, they work with quality assurance, they work with literally everybody to accomplish their job, because if there was nobody doing the marketing, then nobody else could do their job. So I learned that that is pretty cool, and the separation of all of the jobs is super important to know what you are supposed to do at your job, basically. The other thing that I learned a lot about was the difference between business-to-business marketing and business-to-consumer. So I would say that I normally deal a lot with business-to-consumer because I'm in real estate and I am trying to talk to the end consumer. But basically, at Moldright, they're working business-to-business. So basically, they're selling to other businesses. They don't actually sell to a consumer. Like, I mean, they could. If you or I wanted to buy caps, you technically could buy them and you are the consumer, but they're mostly selling to other distributors and everything like that. So it's a little bit different, and I never really experienced anything like it. So that's kind of what I was most excited for. They used a lot of media platforms like LinkedIn, where they can share their achievements and their awards. Also just acknowledge their involvement on topics and everything. They use YouTube to make videos on their company's missions and their standards. And the YouTube channel attracts both employees and other businesses. So I thought that was really interesting. I also worked on a project that involved the website, but the website is super important for a business to business because that's obviously how other businesses will find you. E-commerce is becoming such a more attractive thing for businesses because it is fast. You can go on, order your stuff from the website directly. You don't have to talk to anyone. Everything is already made and they have inventory on hand and it will be sent out to you. Also, business-to-business marketing involves a lot of trade shows. So that's actually something where people from the business will represent you. They'll go to this event sort of thing. People will be walking around. You'll have your display set up, and basically it's a networking spot where you can show off your product and actually have a relationship type of connection with other businesses that are either looking to buy or sell your product, sell you a product. So that brings a lot of opportunity and obviously builds relationship with other vendors and customers. The next thing that I really wanted to talk about was what it's like on the day-to-day as the intern for marketing. It's basically all about relationships, all about talking, conversations, being able to laugh, being able to listen to other people, having something to bring to the table, brainstorming, anything like that. You talk a lot about numbers and statistics, so there's a lot of like real conversation that you have to have, and then there's a lot of like fun conversation that's basically just team building, getting to know each other. It's a huge part about marketing, learning how the other person works, being involved in their life to some sort of degree. Things can often seem a little bit unorganized from what I experience, but It still all comes together in the end, and it involves a lot of people, a lot of emailing back and forth, a lot of phone calls. But I loved the day-to-day of the marketing internship, and I found that I learned a lot that I didn't know, and I'm happy that I got to experience it in a less stressful way compared to if I was to actually hold a position at this place. It was a good inside look of what it's like. So that's cool. I also learned that things can change in an instant. Obviously, with COVID-19, it changed the way businesses operate. The pandemic took over the whole world, resources became extremely scarce, and the businesses had to adapt fast. But luckily, in this case, I was obviously at Moldite Plastics, which is a, they make plastic caps manufacturer, and they actually received a lot of business from this pandemic versus if I was to be maybe working at like a TV place, like places that made TVs or places that made makeup. Like these products weren't as popular during this pandemic because they weren't a necessity, but closures and caps became extremely popular because they could hold cleaning supplies, they can hold medicine, they can hold supplements, like basically all of the above. It's everything that what you buy is packaged in. So the business did not stop, it basically just increased. So I was extremely lucky to at least have an internship where the business was not negatively affected by this pandemic. But with all that, this caused Moldrite to obviously, they didn't have a lot of resources. It was the lead times had to increase by double the rate, and it was challenging to stay consistent with loyal customers. And take on new customers with lead times. So that's something that even though you had something positive, there was also a backlash to that something obviously negative came around, and that was that it was hard to all of a sudden fulfill orders that they always have and then take on new orders, especially with resources being short. So the two projects that I worked on, well, actually I worked on multiple projects. So one was, the first thing that I worked on was sending out care kits to employees that traveled a lot. And this may seem kind of not pointless, but just like, why am I doing this for marketing? But the thing is, it's all about making sure the people that you work with and for know that you care about them. And it's extremely important to take care of your employees first, make sure that they have everything. Obviously, it's all about the customer and everything like that, but you want to make sure that your employees feel safe at the place you're working at, like you care about them. So we put together, well, I put together care packages that had thermometers, gloves, hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes. I also came along with masks and a little pamphlet on COVID-19 and how to protect yourself. And I sent those out to every single outside salesperson as well as people on the executive team so they could feel safe when traveling. So that was really important. I also put together a website research project, which I really loved doing. It was a project that I did on Excel, and basically I went to every single, I think it was 41 websites, but I went to every customer, supplier, competitor's website, and I researched if they did e-commerce, what kind of e-commerce platform they used to sell their product. And then after I did all that, I saw I had to notice if they had a customer portal, and then what else did I look at? I looked at if anything stood out to me in the website, how easy it was to use, if it was difficult, how updated it was. And basically they're going to use all this information to decide on their e-commerce choice and how they're going to go about it. So that project was super cool. I made everything into pie charts so it was easy to understand and look at. Another project that I did was a liner project. Basically, I had to research all the different liners and see if they were used for wet pharma, dry pharma, for food, for dry food, for wet food, everything like that. I was supposed to do a golf outing, but it ended up being canceled because of COVID, obviously. And then I think that's pretty much all of the projects that I worked on. I also just attended various meetings on like FedEx shipping, how they go about shipping everything. I attended meetings on the sustainability of plastic, which is super big, obviously, as resources are becoming low and people want to not be using plastic so much in their daily life. Sustainability is becoming a huge buzzword, basically, and Moldrite needs to make sure that they stay on task with all of that. And I attended meetings about our productivity and how we are doing in terms of business. So with all that being said, that's a lot of information. I personally loved being a businesswoman for the summer. I loved every experience about it, and I'm excited to learn what I use in this internship and apply it to my real life. There's a lot of research that needs to go on, and it takes a lot of time. There's a lot of rereading things and editing things and making sure things look appealing, making sure that it's going to your target customer, and figuring out the best way to do that is also super important, making sure that you're effective. So I cannot wait to graduate in December and fully get started into my life and into everything that I've learned in school and focus full time on that. But definitely being in school is not holding me back. I still do real estate. I still am working hard at my job at Anthony's, and I hope all of you are staying focused on what you're trying to do, and I hope that this will at least help you a little bit decide maybe on what kind of degree you want to get into, or what you want to focus on in marketing if that's what you're going for. So I think that is going to conclude this episode. If you guys could, I would love for you to listen to my last podcast episode on normalizing therapy. I would say it's my most played podcast so far, and it means a lot to me. So if you guys would like to listen to that, you can find it along with all of my other podcasts on Leave It to Hannah. Also, if you'd like to follow me on either Woodland Arts Instagram or my Real Estate Hannah account, that'd be wonderful. I'd love to have conversation with you and get to know you. But with all that, I will talk to you guys next Tuesday. Bye.